Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized. Beatrix, I just don't know. I don't think I'm made out to be a scout.
Bob, come on. Do you need another motivational speech? I got a bunch in my bag.
No, I appreciate that. I just let you down when I go with you.
Oh, that's true, but it doesn't stop me from wanting you to come. I think one day you're going to be a great scout. I mean, how many times have I gone out in the woods and, you know, had to figure all this out? You just haven't gone out as much as me. I believe in you.
No, I don't think you're hearing me. I don't want to go. I think I should just stay here and do my function.
Oh. You don't want to spend time with me?
Look, maybe we could talk about this later. Thanks. I guess I gotta go.
I gotta go too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bob?
Hey, Barty.
It's 10 a.m. You're here in the kitchen right on time.
Yeah, I was, you know, trying to perfect the souffle.
Bob, are you okay?
I set that down a little strongly, huh? Yeah, I'm fine. It's just, you know, Barty, it's sort of been bothering me. Like, Beatrix took you to her special place the other day.
Right.
Like, the glade she goes to when she needs to be alone.
That's right.
The one that I've always asked to go to.
Ah.
And I get it. It was her space. And I get it. It's like her choice, right? That's who gets to go there. I guess it's just really bothering me.
Bob, do you think of Beatrix as your friend?
Yeah, I feel like we're buds. Like, I know I'm a bit of a mess up and a goof, but I don't know. I felt like we were, you know, like getting closer and, you know, helping fix the ship and...
So, you know me, Bob. I love it when people want to do their role. And I think it's great that you've come to the kitchen on time for... I believe the first time.
Yeah.
But I also care about us working together as a team. And the truth is, I think that Beatrix makes you better. But I think you make her better, too. I don't think you should be offended.
I'm not offended. Nobody understands me. Nobody in this place understands.
Well, I Guess it's just you and me today, Cap.
Yep. Just a second. System update complete. Rebooting.
Cap? Cap? Okay, I guess I'm on my own.
Hi!
What? Hello?
Hello!
Oh my, what? Who are you?
The Moip!
The what?
The Moip!
I have training about this. How do you meet new life? Hello! You're touching my face. You're touching my face. That's not in any of the manuals.
You have ship?
Yeah, I do. I have a ship. We landed here a few months ago, I don't actually know how long it was, but
the Moip to your ship.
Okay. I mean, it's really the first time that we're meeting. I mean, it's kind of fast, don't you think?
Thank you.
Oh, you're walking. Okay, it's just to the left.
Bob, open the door. Let's just talk.
I'm not here.
Well, Bob, you're obviously here.
Fine. Captain, can you open the door?
Let me try. Captain, would you mind opening the door to Bob's quarters? It would be much appreciated, Captain.
Oh, appreciation. Oh my goodness. That feels really nice. You should do that more often.
Subtle, Captain.
The door? Hello, Captain?
Hey, Barty.
Barty's fine for this conversation.
Really?
I know when to relent. Bob, I've never seen you like this before. You're really bothered. I don't know what to do for you. What can I do?
Okay. There's nothing you can do. I just feel like everything awesome happens to everyone else on this crew.
Guys, oh my god! I made a friend! I made a new friend!
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
No!
Intruder alert!
Captain, it's not intruder!
Alert.
No, Captain!
Intruder alert!
No, this is my we've been in the woods and this is my friend. Introduce yourself.
I am the Moip.
This is the Moip.
What the?
Bob, wait, where are you going? Bob!
And the quarter doors are closed again.
Quarters? The Moip wants quarters. Moip, Moip.
Oh my god, we have two friends.
Moips.
Beatrix.
There's more friends. No, guys, there's more people to be. Wait, should I be weirded out by that?
Bed is comfy.
Beatrix, what the hell?
We will take from this ship what we like. Yes, sell the rest.
Well, I found him in the woods. He was walking and I was walking and we just met and he said he wanted to see the ship, so I brought him.
So we're just inviting strangers over to our place now? That's what we're doing now? We're just inviting random people without even verifying that they're trustworthy?
But Captain, I tried to contact you, but your comm wasn't working.
Where's the potable water?
Captain, may I suggest temporary containment protocol in the rec hall?
Yes, I consent.
What? Don't, no, this is my friend. He was out scouting like me. You don't put him on the containment.
Don't think of it like containment. Think of it like quarters for threat verification.
Containment procedure beginning.
Captain, stop! The Moip! What do you
in
want?
In 10, 9,
what?
8.
This has never happened before!
7.
That voice!
6.
In the speaker!
Why is everyone
5,
fighting today?
4.
Why can't we all just.
3.
Moip likes!
2. 1.
The Moip would like containment! The voice can stay!
The voice will stay!
Tell the others to leave!
Guys, I can't get into the rec center! Are you guys in there?
Bob, we're contained right now.
These meatbags are very strange.
We're analyzing a situation. We have Moip here on board with us. Moip, did I get that right?
Moips!
Moips. We have multiple Moips here on board with us. And we can't open the door right now.
I can't quite hear you, Barty.
I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like being contained. I don't like this. I don't like this. How do we get out? How do we get out? Captain, come on. Captain, I don't like this. I've never been contained like this before. I don't like it.
Reducing oxygen levels.
Captain, that can't be the solution to everything.
Rations?
I have gel bars. Here.
Oh, Moiplex gel bars.
He's taking all the oxygen. I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Okay. Everyone, just calm down. Beatrix, this is claustrophobia. I know this is tough. We're gonna be fine.
I just wanted to go out in the woods. Just wanted Mom to go with me. If I wasn't alone, maybe I wouldn't have made this mistake.
Captain, do you think a tranquilizer would be appropriate in this instance?
Yes, I consent.
Okay, there we go.
Marty, what is...
Tranquilizer? Moip wants a tranquilizer.
Well, that's certainly something we can talk about, Moips. We have a protocol for this, so please, sit, if you have that ability. That's very good. So let's just chat. What brings you here? What can we do for you?
Do you have a bridge?
A bridge?
Ship? Bridge?
Well...
Good idea, Moips. Very good, Moips.
There's the Mission Control Center, I suppose.
Moip wants to see the Mission Control Center.
Absolutely not.
I'm inclined to agree, Captain. Why so focused on the Mission Control Center, Moip?
This is Moip's ship now.
Moip's. Oh, hell no.
Moip's.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, Captain, I think I've got the coupler undone. I've never done anything like this before. I'm a little scared.
You're doing great, Bob. This is the first time that you're actually stepping up to the plate and helping out your teammates when they need you. This is awesome.
Well, I would potentially argue that, like, you know, the ship with the solar panels, and then there was the time with the souffle. No, okay, right.
This
no,
is
I,
not the time.
I get your point. Okay, all right. Duh. Okay, it's off. Captain, are you sure about routing this into the rec center?
100%. It's gonna work.
Okay, I'm gonna start. It's gonna take me a minute.
Take your time. But also hurry.
I appreciate what you're saying, Moips, but you have to understand from our perspective that our ship is our livelihood, such as it is, and it's not the sort of thing that we would just hand the reins over for.
Moips will take that into consideration. Right, Moips?
Moips will take that into consideration.
Moips.
Where am I?
Moip.
What's happening? Why are there 14 of that guy?
We are Moips.
Beatrix?
Moips.
This is Moip. And Moip. And Moip. This is Moips.
We are Moips.
You brought Moips back to the ship.
Huh?
You... had a bit of an episode. And we tranquilized you for the good of the mission.
Ugh.
Okay, Captain. That's it. That's the final turn.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
I just have to pull the valve.
Pull it.
But what's it gonna do to Beatrix and Bartholomew?
Well, they're gonna die a slow and painful death. But it'll kill the Moips as well. And then you'll just, you know, you'll be the one left standing. It'll be great.
I don't think I can do that, Captain.
I know. It's a tough call. We gotta do it. The Moips are taking over. There's like 14 of them. Captain, they're like multiplying by the minute.
Captain, I've never killed... I shouldn't tell you this. Beatrix wanted me to kill her on a mission. And she made me try, and I tried really hard. And in the end, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry, Captain. There's gotta be another way. I can't pull this lever.
I don't see any other way. We gotta get them out of there.
Captain, what if... What if there is another way?
Moips, listen, this is getting to be a lot. If you could just stop moiping.
How dare you speak to Captain that way? Moips wants you to bow to him.
Barty, can you hear me?
Bartholomew, yes.
Bartholomew, I just finished making a 72 egg souffle. Is anybody in there hungry?
I would like a souffle.
Well, I would like a souffle.
Moips would like a souffle.
I'm hungry.
Okay, thanks for letting us know, Bob. Moips?
I don't think you understand, Bartholomew. I have a 72 egg souffle for the thing, and I'm going to put it outside the ship.
You said an egg souffle, Bob?
Eggs?
Yeah, 72 eggs.
72?
Eggs.
One for each moip. Let's make more moips for eggs.
Captain? Why does he keep saying eggs? I feel like there's some like code he's trying to use. I don't understand.
I think he has an allergy to eggs.
Oh, right. See, Bartholomew, it's not for you. I'm putting it outside the ship for the creature.
I tell you what, Moips. I certainly see your value as a potential captain on this ship. In extending the hand of friendship and opening up the dialogue.
That's a ship they could actually have, a friendship.
In extending the hand of friendship, please, let me release you from containment and offer you some libations.
Moips accept 72 eggs, one for each moip.
Captain, please release containment on the outer door only.
Outer door opening.
Take moips to souffle.
Take us to the souffle.
Where are the moips?
Where's the moips?
Take us.
Hey, look, I have the picnic. Beatrix, I used your picnic blanket.
What? We're going on a picnic?
Yeah. So I'll just, look, for you, Moips.
Wonderful. Moips are going to enjoy this picnic.
I love picnics.
Oh, there's a lot of you. Would you like a souffle? Whoa, don't need a fork. Okay.
Need a fork for a souffle? Moip, just use their head or their mouth.
They seem to be enjoying the souffle. Ow, that's a finger. Okay, they're enjoying the souffle.
Bob, this is real good.
It is pretty good. You want some, Bartholomew?
Beatrix, Bob, no. Those are egg souffles.
Yeah, we use all the last of our eggs.
Yeah, it's so fluffy.
Mm. I've been working on the recipe for a while. Thanks, Beatrix.
Bob.
Yes, Barry. Ow, oh, no, that's not a... Ow, okay, yeah. Yes.
It's Bartholomew. Are you saying that they're just normal egg souffles?
Do you know how hard it is to make a 72 egg souffle?
So when you say eggs, you just mean eggs, not like code word eggs.
No, I mean eggs with cream and milk and cheese and they beat it and you put it in the oven for... Oh, no, they're just eggs.
Moips wants more souffle for all of us. Souffle for even more moips.
Can we stop talking about eggs for 1 minute and... close my doors?
I think that's a good idea, Captain.
Look at that. I came up with a plan and oh, it tickles. It tickles. Oh, it tickles.
Moips like to tickle. Moips like to tickle. Hey, tickle and tickle.
Okay. No, that's enough tickling. Oh, there's so many. Okay. Oh, hey, guys, what's happening with the ship? Why is the ship taking off? Barty, where's the ship going?
Captain, are you leaving us down here?
Not forever.
Who made this crust? Crusts on Moip's homeworld much better than these. This is more like a quiche.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Mike Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard, with special guest Scott Thompson. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Do you have any threes?
Go fish!
You got it! You say that when you don't have threes.
Moi past threes.
Oh, well, you can't say go fish if you have threes. You say go fish when I... No, okay.
Rations are too salty.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.